on Kangaroo off to the left side or the right side. It's like, kind of like the triangular thing on a locomotive train from the 1800s or the 1700s, right? It was just to get the cattle out of my way.
Oh, that's nice. Never thought of that. It's a little plow. Could use that for the deer. We got lots of deer. And lately, we have lots of rabbits in the yard. Rabbits, too. Never have it.
Can I get into the Saturday show? Good evening. Victor Echo 7, Ocean Radio.
Oh, here comes trouble. I'll sit on the side. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. Is Mark in there, XM?
Well, I haven't heard Mark all night.
Okay, very good. Who are you talking to? VE7OR. Good evening, guys.
Go ahead, John.
This is the mayor of Whatcom County, Washington, Kilo India 7, Tango Oscar Yankee.
Is that the toy? I love the toy in Gale. I embrace every time I hear you. You know, when I was 6 years old, I always thought of you guys.
Merlin, you're making a lot of progress. You made a lot of progress since you first checked in here. We're looking forward to your full recovery.
Yeah, well, keep going. Yeah, once a pickle, never a cucumber. I was just making some dinner. Nice to hear you guys on a Saturday evening using a repeater. Let me do some cooking here, and then we'll get back to you. VE7 Oscar Romeo.
Saturday night fever.
Oh, rocks. I have a message from 80 meters. At the bottom of a mine lies a big, big man. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Yes. He held up that mine until they all got out. Oh, there was a record broken today.
So what happened, Ross?
The Rainbow Country Net. The record was 185 check-ins. It hit 190, 190 today.
Wow. Well, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's Brad. I mean, it's a full-time job, okay?
Yeah, he puts in almost an eight-hour day on that one sometimes, what, quarter to eight in the morning till three or four in the afternoon? Holy smokes. Yeah, he hit 190. That means 10 more check-ins and it would break the 200 mark. Wow, that's a lot of check-ins.
He's such a bucket, Mal. Can you imagine the old school days on 27185 with a linear with them? God, you'd never get any peace.
Yeah, like the Super 6. What's that, 27.085 megahertz? Oh, boy.
Well, that's okay. As long as him and his wife have time with each other, I don't know. Taking 12 hours for a nap, and you got 12 hours left, I mean, you got to spend at least 4 hours with the wife. Well, if they get along that way, it's okay.
Well, I guess if she's an amateur, also, she'd be understanding. All in a good way, of course. Yeah, 190. That is incredible. We'll have to work on that for the TGIF net.
Oh, hell, I'm happy with 20 or 30, and we appreciate everyone that checks in late. Not everyone has insomnia.
Oh, that's right. The Night Owl Network. Yeah, there was a fair bit of chatter on here after the TGIF net last night. Went to well after midnight. The midnight hour, as the song goes. A couple of stations that were, I guess they didn't check into the net, but they were there after the net wrapped up.
Yeah, well, let me get some late night dinner. I just got out of karaoke, okay? downtown east side rules, you know, but in any case, everyone, thank you for letting me in, and let me have something to eat, and we will be back. It's not a promise, it's just a fact.
Oh, we'll let you do that. Big Bad John.
Travolta thing with the white outfit and the gold chain and the shirt halfway buttoned down with the big white bell bottoms doing, staying alive. Staying alive. Staying alive.
I think that's out of Tim's reach.
Friends don't let friends do karaoke.
Ain't that the truth?
Now, that all started back, I think, in the late 80s, early 90s with bumper stickers that said, friends don't let friends drink and drive. And then you'd go into these dive bars and they had signs there that said, friends don't let friends karaoke. Because the problem is, your friends, when you're karaokeing, they're clapping and they're cheering, but they don't have the honesty to tell you that you suck.
Yeah, I never karaoke. In fact, I did go into a karaoke bar, but I turned around and went right back out. It's just not my cup of tea.
Guys, you're stirring the pot. I'm trying to make dinner here, and you're actually absolutely correct. I.
If I'm stirring the pot, that means I'm helping you make dinner. So what are we having for dinner? If I'm helping, I deserve to know what we're cooking. Nothing heard. Can I see a menu?
Downtown East Side food. I'm making corned beef, diced onions, and KD, Kraft Dinner. It's not as good as the American cheese, but I'll settle with all the white milk powder in it. But American Kraft Dinner is the best, man.
Pub food. From the Grand Union.
No chicken.
Here comes Trouble. Go ahead, Trouble.
He's not Trouble. He's got honors. He owns a IC9700, which I would die for.
What do you fellas have a caller ID on me? KK7, Yankee Tango Papa.
It's that guy Greg from Skagit County. Go ahead, Greg.
Good evening, guys. Now we're just at Mac here monitoring. I just got a bug down my throat there. I'm losing my voice. Stand by. We'll jump back in here in a few. I need a drink of water. YTP. All righty. So how are the folks tonight? Marlon, Jim, Oh, gosh. This is Greg, Golf Romeo, Echo Golf, KK7YTP.
KK7Y, KPV7OR. Everything's fine, my friend. Had another one die down here. It's just part of the process. A little karaoke and remembering his beautiful voice in that home, and just enjoying having you guys on a Saturday night.
Well, copy that, Merlin. All right, I'm going to stand by for a few here, and monitor KK7 Yankee Tango Papa.
Yeah, and I love your radio. Oh, I'd love to have it. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to buy an IC-706. I need the 2-meter sideband. You know, I got everything with rocks because we've been going out for about 4 years now, but I just can't sideband with them on Thursday. It's I.
Oh, I didn't know about a sideband out there on Thursdays, but, all right, Mer, glad you get back into the, I don't know if this is a net tonight, but I'm not going to interrupt it like I did last night. Hi, KK7, Yankee Tango, Papa.
Oh, you were quite polite last night. You didn't interrupt anything. Write this down, 144.225. Thursday nights, 7 o'clock, upper sideband is the 225 net, which is hosted by V7ROX up there in Capitol Hill. Yeah, you got sideband operation. I know you'll hit him quite well. Yeah, do join in.
Yeah, copy that, 144-225. God, I haven't done much sideband on this thing, actually. I don't know if I've done any.
Well, I'll give you my FT-2900. It's pumping out 100 watts. We'll just leave you on 2-meter sideband. Give me that 9700 now. I'll change the potentiometer and I'll live the dream, okay?
What are you going to do to my 9700?
I'm going to trade you a 2-meter 100-watt Yaesu since you're not interested in upper sideband. And I will, I promise, I will go to ICOM in Richmond and get the potentiometer for it, okay?
No, that's all good now. Yeah, no, it's got the sweet spot. I don't know. Maybe I was being too particular. Because the knobs on my 7300, they can be kind of sticky too, if you know what I mean. You know. I think it's back where it should be now. I just don't mess with it.
Well, I tell you, my friend, I put on the omnidirectional in downtown Vancouver. You're hitting me 15 plus from Washington State.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, this repeater is just golden. You guys. Yeah, it's just got, it's a constant, 15 over. Anyone that can hit that repeater, it's just going to be a good cue, so.
Well, I'm not talking 3,500 feet above sea level getting in the input of the repeater. I'm talking about you on my input, simplex. I could probably go 14649, 14652, 14658 simplex with you. You're burying me at 15 over on that radio. You're doing an absolutely amazing signal from Washington State.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, Merlin. Well, we're talking on the I think it's it's a GP98. It's not a diamond. No, we're talking on a comet. Comet into that triplexer that comes with it, and yeah, the stock power. I'm not on the beam. The beam's turned around the other way.